Yes, it's great. We've had him in for a couple of weeks and been having a good look at him, trying to build his fitness up and making sure that he's fine. So we're just waiting for all the paperwork to come through and finalise. Then I'm very hopeful that that can be done before the weekend so he comes into the squad.
How is his fitness? You've been able to see him over the last 2 weeks and he has struggled recently, but how's he looking?
Well, he looked good. He played 45 minutes against Morecambe during the week last week and scored one and missed the one. And the lads have been ribbing him because he missed the easier one of the two, I suppose. But he got through 45 minutes, which was good. So that tells me that he's fit. Now we just have to build him up as much as we possibly can. And we've had a good chance to do that over the last week or so.
And what are you hoping he can bring to the side? Obviously, he's a proven goal scorer at this level, but does he just need that run of games?
Well, he needs to get in the team to start off with, and he's a goal scorer, and he's got ambitions of getting back into the Northern Ireland team, and that's really good for us because that means his attitude's going to be spot on. He's going to give it his all, and he needs to score goals to get into the Northern Ireland team, and if he can get into the Northern Ireland team, that means he's scoring goals for us, which is great.
So all being well and papers being cleared, he could start or at least feature against Barnsley.
Well, he'll come into the squad. He'll come into the squad against Barnsley, yes, and as I say, we're just waiting for the paperwork to come through. Once that's come through and we get the nod, then he'll definitely be in the squad for Saturday.
You've had the full week to prepare for the Barnsley game. Are there any fresh injury concerns?
We've only got one injury at the moment, which is pretty good. Jarrett Rivers has just tweaked his hamstring, a little tight hamstring, so he's the only one out of the whole squad that's not available.
And off the back of the Gillingham performance, you said that you outplayed them. Does that give you confidence now and you want to kind of transfer the recent good performances away from home to Bloomfield Road on Saturday?
Well, we need to win a home game. We haven't won a game this season, and obviously it's been a while since we've won a home game. And we need to transfer that determination as well as good play that we've played over the last two away games to put some points on the board. And winning is the main thing that we're trying to do. And send the home fans happy for the first time this season.
Obviously, they're all tough in League One, but Barnsley off the back of a good weekend win 4-1 against Swindon.
Yeah, they're in decent form. I think they play some good football as well. I've watched them on a couple of occasions, and they are a good footballing team. So we have to be ready for them. But our form is decent in the last two away games, even though we've picked up only 3 points, and we should have picked up more than 3 points. But we've got to transfer that into our home form, and we need to pick up points and win games at home to give everybody renewed confidence, because the confidence is there now with the players. We just need to get results.
And you have been competitive in games, so maybe a result at home isn't that far away.
Well, we started the season with seven players. It takes time for them to settle. We've recruited well in all positions, and they're just starting to gel. It looks as though they're just starting to gel now and understand their role and responsibility. But now we need results. We'll be looking for 3 points on Saturday against Barnsley.
Are you looking to bring any more players in? You've just brought Martin in. Is it likely that we'll see anyone in before the weekend?
Not before the weekend, no.
Maybe before the next game?
Well, we're always looking to try and strengthen the squad, so we'll see how that develops.